This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. And I do mean a session of sanity. Just one. We don't give you many. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I really do appreciate the time that you're with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. And be part of the conversation. We've got live feeds going on Facebook. We have them up on our websites, therealside.com. You can check out the station. If you go to therealside.com, you can check out the station list, so you don't have to listen on your phone. Not that I don't want you to listen any way you can, because I do. I think we give a lot of good information. And you know, just head over there. Head over to the station list. Give me your email address while you're there. Can't hurt. You know, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. I really do appreciate the time that you're involved in the conversation, that you're part of the conversation, and I mean that sincerely. I mean, seriously. Later on, I'm going to bring David Fisher on with me after the first break. And I love David because he puts finances in plain, simple English. Stuff that we can understand, easy for us to understand. And you need to know what's going on, because all you ever hear about, the only stuff that we ever hear about on a regular basis, it's just how bad the economy is, right? How bad everything is, and, you know, President Trump is killing it. He's killing, and I mean in a bad way. He's killing the economy. It's not going to come back. Look at where the stock market is. He's causing all kinds of fear, which is just, it's all a bunch of hooey. And you guys know that. You know it's a bunch of hooey. So don't let them get away with it. Get the information from people who have a clue, that care, because there's a lot that don't care. A lot that don't care that you know what's going on, and you know what to do with your money. He talks a little bit about a potential recession, I'll put it that way. And you do want to get involved. You do want to get engaged. You do want to stay involved. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I had a story up that I wanted to have some fun with. Oh, here it is. Okay. Before we get into your money. Because I always have to give you a story that's kind of, well, I don't know if this is lighthearted. But a Florida teacher was fired. You ready for this one? Not for having sex with one of the kids. Not for missing work or doing something, you know, because we've done some pretty crazy stories about what teachers do in the classroom. No. This one was for giving students to zero who don't turn in their work. And this is what we were just talking about in the last hour. You have teaching our kids what happens in the real world. If you don't turn your work in school, you get a zero. You can fix that later on. You don't turn your work in, you don't get your work done, you don't show up for work at work, you don't have a job. When you don't have a job, you can't make your car payment. You can't make your house payment. You can't make your apartment payment. Although, a lot of millennials today, if they're living at home, they're using Uber. I guess that's no big deal. Florida teacher was fired for giving their students a zero for missing assignments. Diane Tirado had been a teacher for many years. Most recently, she was an 8th grade history teacher at Westgate K-8 schools in Port St. Lucie, Florida. Now, Diane recently gave her students 2 weeks to complete and explore a notebook project, but several students simply didn't hand it in. So since they didn't hand it in, there was zero work, zero effort, so there was a zero grade. Anybody not agree with that? I agree. I would stand up for her in a heartbeat. The elementary school has a rule called no zero policy. The lowest possible grade the teachers can give students is a 50, even if they don't turn anything in. It's a rule that Diane, unsurprisingly, does not agree with. After she was fired for disobeying, she left her students a charming goodbye message on the whiteboard. In my school district, as in many in California, you can't tell the teacher how to grade, technically, legally. The principal can't change a teacher's grade. The only group, ultimately, in the end result, that can change a teacher's grade is the school board. Now think about that. But the case has to be made, it has to be presented, and the board has to decide the right thing to do is to change the grade. And I've been part of a few of those in my career, where someone has a student, or the parents, usually it's the parents, of a student, right? They want to fight the grade that the student got. Now, it might be because the student got a zero, they didn't show up, they didn't take the test, they did poorly in the test, they didn't study for the test, but it's our job. And your job as parents to support these teachers. She left a note, great note. She said, "Bye, kids." She put this big up on big letters up on the whiteboard. "Mrs. Gerardo loves you and wishes you the best in life." She says, "I've been fired for refusing to give you a 50% for not handing anything in." Isn't that wonderful? Really. So what we're teaching the kids is you don't have to do any work, and you still get 50% of the reward. Isn't that what you want to teach your kids? Just stay in bed. You don't have to do anything. You don't have to work. Hey, don't bother you. Don't brush your teeth. Don't take a shower. You don't have to do anything. And you'll still reap positive benefits. Diane later shared all this on her Facebook page. I'm sure the school went nuts, right? She said, a grade in Mrs. Tirado's class is earned, she said. We don't just give it up. She goes, "I'm so upset because we have a nation of kids that are expecting to get paid and live their life just for showing up." This is true. We've seen this. We've heard this. We've experienced this. Diane's post has gone viral, and most commenters agree with her. It's not fair to hand out grades for work that doesn't exist. She said she took the fight on because it was ridiculous. Teaching should not be this hard. It should be teaching, and teaching kids properly. I agree with her. Maybe we'll put her stuff up on the website and see if we can't support her. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We come back, David Fisher joins me.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Hello. I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email matt@peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with 2 beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Never mind, dear. Chin up.
That's right, both of them. Yeah.
Side on GCN Live, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5560. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and truly being part of this conversation. Be part of the conversation, seriously. Be part of the conversation, you know, get involved, get engaged. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. Let's get to it. I always enjoy when I have this guy on with me. All right, we're back at it again. I got one of my favorites on with me, David Fisher, CEO of Landmark Capital. And like I said, the reason I like having David on with us so much is he speaks plain, simple English when it comes to finances. I know, you know, a lot of you, when we get into finances, even during when we talk through finances during the week, you always kind of say it kind of goes over your head. And the thing I love about David is he always keeps it at my sixth grade level, so I understand what he has to say. David, thanks so much for being with us.
You're very welcome. welcome, Joe. What's your report card in sixth grade? Okay, no, we won't go there.
I'm not, no.
Oh, thanks for having me on your program.
Please, no. I'll tell you during a break. How's that? I don't want to be embarrassed. Oh, God. Hey, listen, you know, AOC's been in the news a lot lately, and apparently she has scared the bejesus out of Amazon because Amazon is canceling its plans to build a New York headquarters. You think she had anything to do with that?
No, I don't think Amazon's board of directors and the head of Amazon are, you know, going to allow her to have that much pull. Some people may think that she does. That's why she's running in the race there. But, you know, I think the bigger reason is, you know, it's unfortunate. I was just on New York radio here earlier today. They asked me this question also. You know, in 25,000 jobs Amazon was supposed to bring as to their a new corporate headquarters and create probably another 5,000 to 7,000 jobs as a result of that, because, you know, when 25,000 jobs is created, it affects other areas of the economy, and as a result, more jobs are created. So this is not a downturn for New York, but it's a kind of it's a big letdown. Or maybe it could be this. Maybe Amazon's seeing what a lot of billionaires, other billionaires are seeing, and what I've been talking about, that we're headed for a recession and they don't want to expand and take on new debt and new projects. They want to pull their cards close to their chest and not, and do what most of the corporates, companies in America are doing. There's too much uncertainty, and they don't want to lay it out there and take that risk right now. No, so maybe that could be the real picture.
You know, I told you there's no swearing on the show. You cannot use the word recession here. And but anyway, you know, and you know, part of the reason this is a big deal, I think, that people don't realize, it's not just the 20. You and I understand it's not just the 25,000 direct jobs. It's, you know, I think the numbers I saw last were up close to 100,000 indirect jobs. You know, with the, you know, with the project and with the ongoing working there. But there were, for some odd reason, and I don't know what it is, you may know better than I do, there were a lot of local politicians that were opposed to this deal because Amazon was getting a tax break. But people really don't realize the amount of dollars, tax dollars and other things that are generated by the indirect support of facilities like this. Am I way off? Or?
No, you're right on. I mean, it was $2.8 billion. I think is what the incentives were, and there was some opposition by local politicians there, yes, but the incentives was nothing in comparison to the revenue that 5 years down the road it would have brought, and the thriving economy it would have created, and job opportunities, and who knows, it might have said to other big companies like Amazon or in the tech industry or other industries, saying, maybe New York is a place we want to be. If they cut that good deal, maybe I can get a good deal as a CEO and a business owner. There's that aspect. So they gave them a great opportunity. Amazon said no after all said and done. Who knows what the real reason is? But I think it has a lot to do with the economy and on moving backward into a more recessionary environment.
So speaking of recession in the economy, where's China headed? You know, you hear bits and pieces about how China's economy is struggling along or having issues or receding to a degree. How does that pan out with the U.S. trade talks with China? Or are they related at all?
Yeah, very much related. You know, China thinks so long term. We think in America is, you know, what's going to happen 6 months or a year from now. And that's how our news media talks, you know, we're going to have a recession in 6 months or a year or 2 years. We don't think 10 years out. We don't think that long. But China is different, and that's how they think. They think 10 to 20 years out, more of a legacy type of thing. Short term, they are having their problems. They're having the equivalency of a couple black eyes in their economy. It is pulling back rather rapidly. It's still moving faster than our economy, though. But they're feeling the brunt of it. Last week, we had trade talks in the United States, and the only significant agreement came was that they would probably buy more U.S.-based products and also buy more soybeans. That was the good part of it. The drawback was the fundamental problem, the number one thing that our negotiators from the United States, like Robert Lighthizer, and also what President Trump has been saying, and many others in that are meeting with the Chinese officials, they're not coming to the conclusion of the fundamental problem that we keep, really what this whole thing is about. It's not them buying our soybeans or any of those, or buying more American products. It's about them doing what you call technology transfer, taking our technology, requiring us to give it up, and then fabricating it, stealing it, using it for their own benefit when it's been patented not to do that. They're not recognizing that as a problem. And, you know, I used to be a pastor. You can't help somebody get past their problem until they admit they have a problem. So China has this in-depth, ingrained issue that they just don't see this as a problem, and they kind of scratch their head. And that's why they're saying, you know, what is the United States trying to do, pressure us into something? That's where this is coming from. The culture of China, which is embedded into the Chinese officials, they don't see this as a negative scene. So that's why when you hear people in America talk about how long this trade agreement will take, they say we're making progress, but it's going to take a long time. It's because of that. So March 1st is coming. President Trump said we're going to raise tariffs from 10% to 25% on $200 billion. He might put a pause on that. We'll see. That's if he does not put a pause on it, you're going to see the markets fall. If he does put a pause on it, they'll remain stable and they might even rise.
All right, I got to put a pause on you because we have to go. We believe in capitalism here. We got to go for a quick break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more with David after the break.
Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
We pledge allegiance to one flag, and that flag is the American flag.
Did you know the official national American flag has never been manufactured for retail stores? The one that Americans fought and died for. The one symbol that represents our Constitution. Now you can be a part of this great movement that's never been seen before. Together, we'll recapture America. Call 1-877-383-4777 or visit theofficialflag.com. Theofficialflag.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A funding bill that would avoid another government shutdown has been passed. Florida Congressman Mario Diaz-Balart praised cooperation from both sides of the aisle.
This bill shows that despite our disagreements, when you work through our differences to find common ground, you can break the gridlock.
The president has agreed to sign the bill, even though it doesn't include the amount of border wall funding he wants, saying he will then just call for a national emergency to get the funds. Democratic Congressman Adam Schiff says Trump's actions will be challenged.
I don't think he cares at all whether this passes constitutional muster. He certainly doesn't care whether it's constitutional, but he also doesn't care what happens when it gets challenged in the courts. All he really wants to do is present some fig leaf. He's getting less funding today than he would have if he hadn't shut down the government.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
I can see you right now in the kitchen, bending over a hot stove, but I can't see the stove.
Back. Here for the real side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-55. So let's not play around. Let's get right back to it. David Fisher joins me, and I know you love him. I love him. I love the fact that it's plain, simple English. I never have to guess at what he's saying. We're back with one of my favorites. David Fisher, CEO of Landmark Capital, joins us as he does pretty much every week, and we're talking about what's going on in the economy, what you can do to protect your money, and where we see things going. He was just commenting on the deadline of March 1st that President Trump has put to add tariffs onto the Chinese if they don't get their act together or don't come to the table and negotiate in good faith. But David, you know, you were talking about the, what do they call it, intellectual property, the theft of intellectual property. You know, I was 20 years in the technology business, and I can't tell you how many times we got bit by software that came out of China, ultimately that came out of China, that we bought thinking we were buying it honestly and above board, and come to find out it was pirated software or it was copied software, which there is legal and here is illegal. In my industry at the time, it was costing us a lot of money. So that is a real problem. That is one that we should stand on, should we not?
Yeah, it's the fundamental problem, though, that divides the two countries like a Grand Canyon. And bridging across that, that's where the United States delegates are scratching their head, saying, how do we help them understand? And across the other side of the chasm, the Chinese delegates are saying, why are you trying to force this upon us? There's nothing wrong with this. So, I mean, it's a human nature issue and a fundamental core belief system on how economy or how business should function. And that's where the dilemma arises. And that's why there's this huge gap. And that's why it's going to take a long time.
Unreal. So you think they're going to vote on this thing, and you think we're going to have a government shutdown? I know that everybody says it's the wrong thing to do. I'm not affected by the government shutdown from a standpoint. I don't get a paycheck every Friday from them, but I don't know how you fix the tire without stopping the car.
Maybe the car might have ran out of gas to get it going, though. Who knows? there's so many things that evolve around this, the problem of where we're at. You know, tomorrow we have to have this agreement. You would have thought we wouldn't have waited. Why do we wait to the last minute? That's my question, is why does Congress, President Trump also, and the Democrats also, why do they wait to the last minute? Why is we have that human behavior each time, and they take it up to the last moment, and then we don't have an agreement, or then we do have one? Why is that happening? I don't know, but it shows a bigger problem that they really don't want to work together unless the pressure is too intense. That's what that picture tells us. They're miles apart still on this, but the ramifications of a shutdown this time are probably bigger than the ones before. The airlines have threatened to strike flight attendants, TSA. So that's a big deal. They say they will strike if there is a government shutdown on Friday. And, you know, people were saying planes will fall out of the sky last time. That's not fully accurate. It doesn't work that way. They'll slow things down quite a bit, but they're not going to fall out of the sky. There's only about $1.3 billion of what President Trump is asking for. They're not allowing it to go towards a wall. They're calling it a fence or a barrier. But they're milking this down to diminishing really what it is. So it's kind of a little bit, are they going to be able to build, will President Trump and his team be able to build a structure there? So there's a little bit of, what do you mean by this? So that's part of the problem. President Trump might just sign this so he's not blamed for it. Because there's lots of workers that still have not gotten back pay, unfortunately, from the previous shutdown. And then he said he would get his funding another way. I think he's referring to national security, declaring that. So who knows what's going to happen. But what I do know is this. The last shutdown caused $11 billion of loss loss to our country, which is, you know, that's how much it costs our country, $11 billion. That's twice as much as what President Trump is asking for the wall. So this could have been a really simple fix a long time ago. I have a question for you, though, Joe.
Oh.
I've been on your program, what now, 3 years? Coming up on three?
Yes.
You've asked me a lot of questions. I got one for you, if I may. I'm out of respect. It's your show, though.
Go for it. I can't guarantee an answer, though. A correct answer, that is.
Tell me, what do you think? Do you think we're headed towards a recession?
Well, let me put it this way. If I rely on the experts that I've heard for the last 3 years, I'm going to put it back on you. Yes, I mean, I don't know when. I can't give you the time frame. I will tell you, I've actually been hearing some people talking about a depression. Would you do a favor, though, before you rake me over the coals, would you tell the difference between a depression and a recession?
Well, let me ask you this first before I do that, and I will do that, yes. If I was not in the picture as one of those, quote, experts, and thank you for the compliment, I take it with full appreciation because, as you know, I said many times, things on your program made predictions, and for the most part, most of them came true.
Mm-hmm.
But if I wasn't in the picture, what would your answer be? Do you think we're going to go into a recession? Are you hearing it some other places? What do you feel in your gut?
I'm hearing both, and no, I'm not hearing recession. So if I had to go by all the pundits on TV, I would have a hard time wrapping my mind around it. And I would say, based on what I heard, I would say, no, we're not going into a recession. But I don't trust them.
Well, let me answer your question, and then I'm going to go back to what we're just talking about so we don't miss your question to me. A depression is much deeper and lasts much longer, and losses are greater and affects more asset classes. A recession is shorter. There's a quicker recovery. We had a recession in 2008 through 2012. We had a depression for over a decade. We had people in soup lines in the depression, and we had people lose their jobs, lose their homes, but most of it was recovered as far as the economy side. People's lives are still changed from 2008, and there's some people that have lost the more leverage you were in 2008, the more you lost, the less you've recovered since 2008. So a depression is just a minor version, a recession is a minor version of the bigger picture, a depression. You've never heard me say we're going into a depression. I don't believe that. I don't think that. I do believe we're going into recession, but if you took me out of the picture, you bring up something that I want to address. Here's what happened in 2005, 6, and 7 before the recession in 8. There were a small handful of people in that booming economic environment time. Remember how things were booming?
Right.
There was a small amount of people that were saying, this cannot last. Things never last long beyond the norm. And with the greater upside you have, the bigger downside you will have. And just be careful, because you can't manage all this. And when people leverage their money and issue debt, that's going to come back to bite you, because it's got to get serviced. That being said, 98.9% of financial planners, stockbrokers, and I'm not against stocks. I'm not against stockbrokers or financial planners. I own stock myself. But they said in 2008 to stay in the market when the downturn was happening, and people wrote it down that followed that advice, and they took 4 to 6 years recovery. The reason I know that is I talked to them. Those are the people that come to me. They buy gold. They see the same thing happening. There's elements of the same repeat happening. And I ask people, and so whoever's hearing my voice, ask yourself this question. Do you want to go through another 2008 again? If the answer is no, and most people say, heck no, I'll never go through that again. They said that for a long time after 2008. The next section after we come after the break is going to be very important. I have some news that I've never shared before that is going to be, that just came out in a report to the Treasury that is shocking, strikingly, just so detrimental to our country, worse than I could even imagine.
Oh, don't do that before. We got to go for a quick break. We'll make it short. Come right back so you're not sitting. Don't even go heat up your coffee. You need to hear this. We'll be back in a minute.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese, featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hello. I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email matt@peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You have the manners of a goat, and you smell like a dung heap.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. You know what? I love having this guy on. Let's just get him. Let's just go right to it so you don't have to worry about it. We're back with David Fisher, one of my favorites on the show, CEO of Landmark Capital. Left us hanging off the edge of the cliff at about a 45-degree angle. Do we go over or do we stand upright? We're talking about recession, not depression, but recession. David, really?
Really? Unfortunately, and I'm not a doomsdayer. The sky is not falling. You're not going to go take your gold and silver to the grocery store. None of that. But cycles run in cycles. Economies rise. Economies fall. That is a normal economic environment. And to say we can defy it is not living in reality. So let me just share with you a couple bullets here that says, here's where we're going. Some of this might be some, this sounds like 2006 and 7 again. Profits first quarter this year are expected to decline as Wall Street analysts are saying the outlook is not very good. That's most recent headlines. Retail sales today, Joe, came out. They're plunging. They're at the worst monthly showing since 2009. That should tell us something. Vanguard just came out last week and slashed stock returns forecast for the next decade, saying don't expect a big bull market or booming economy. 7% at the most is what stocks will go up per year for the next decade. How about this one? You've been talking about this one. Carmageddon, Joe. Auto loan delinquencies. They've surged past the Great Recession in 2008.
I just saw a note on that yesterday.
Car payment
defaults have gone crazy.
7 million Americans. 7 million Americans are now 90 days behind on their auto loan, according to the Federal Reserve Bank of New York. This is the highest in 19-year history that they've collected data.
Wow.
Let's go on. Number five, the IMF recently last week said the global economy is slowing. It's also slowing in the United States. The Fed last week said our debt is unsustainable and the economy is slowing. And last week, the Congressional Budget Office said we will have to now create a trillion dollar budget deficit, and we will have now these new trillion dollar budget deficits for the next decade or greater. In other words, we're spending way more money than we're bringing in. And then the Fed last week warned us that the dollar might not be the dollar dominance in the near or forever future. So these are some of the headlines that has nothing to do with gold that says here's the economic environment, and I could cite a slew more, but let me get to the point of what I'm trying to say.
Wow.
Something happened last week. I've never seen this before, and I study the Treasury. The Treasury has a board that's called the Treasury Borrowing Advisory Committee. It's comprised of Wall Street executives, investment fund managers, and CEOs of banks. So the senior officials of who knows who's who on Wall Street and the U.S. banking industry. They sent a letter 2 weeks ago, and now it became public just recently, to the Treasury. And what the purpose of this is they oversee the Treasury and the strength of the economy, and they chime in on that. And they also talk about the debt management issues of our country and how the Treasury reacts to that. So in this letter, I'm going to summarize it because we don't have all the time to read it front and back, the report. But here's some points that are worth looking at. Number one, they said there's a significant financing gap over the next 10 years amounting to $12 trillion. An additional $12 trillion will have to be funded through issuing of treasuries. They also said that foreign investors, the demand has been steadily declining in recent years. Foreign investors have failed and even refused to buy 1 to 5 year term treasuries. Yet they will buy 15 to 30-year long-term treasuries. Joe, do you know what that is telling us?
No, I have no idea.
Okay. You're a foreigner. You're buying treasuries normally, and then all of a sudden you say, I don't want to buy any more treasuries, and I'm going to sell some, and the only treasuries I'm going to buy is long-term treasuries. I'm going to not touch the short-term treasuries. This tells us they are saying they're predicting a problem happening in 1 to 5 years, a financial problem. So the foreigners are saying we're going into a recession. Couple this to what I said on a program last week, that central banks bought more gold last year, 3 times more gold, 16.5 million ounces. What does that say? They're forward thinking. They're saying something's going to happen in the next 1 to 5 years. It's the same thing. The pattern's repeating itself. Let me go back to the report. So the Treasury Borrowing Advisory Committee said the deficits are now the tune of $1.1 trillion to $1.5 trillion a year and no longer the $400 to $600 billion a year. 2 years ago, the Treasury issued $585 billion, Joe. Last year it was $1.5 trillion. Now they're saying this is the new norm. $1.1 to $1.5 trillion deficits and Treasuries being issued. They went on to say, but if we move into a recession, those deficits would translate into additional deficits as $500 billion to $1 trillion. So now we're talking about every year, it's an extra $2 to $2.5 trillion of debt we're adding in a recession.
Wow.
This is unmanageable. This is exactly what the Fed said last week. the financial system is, our debt is unmanageable. I'm going to go to the very last one because of time. They said this. They're warning that still the borrowing needs to be financed. In a high dollar global debt exposure, the Treasury is now set to issue this year, 2019, $1.1 trillion in new bonds. And they're wondering if there's enough buyers of U.S. debt because the domestic U.S. bank dealers are, they're saying they're limited on how much more they can buy.
Right.
So my question is to you, the Fed is selling our debt, the foreigners are solely selling our debt, only buying long-term debt at all if they buy, no short-term debt, debt is ballooning, and we need it financed. Who's going to buy this new debt?
Hi, you know what, I have no idea. You're making me so happy I may move to Sicily. You know what I'm saying?
I haven't talked about this in 2 years on your program. This is the bail-in again, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Somebody has to hold the bag at the end of the day. Call my company, get the report on the bail-in, get the facts, get updated on this, because there's a whole new level of debt this year being issued by the Treasury, and we already have a problem that there's not enough people wanting to buy our debt. So this is either going to translate into massive amounts of inflation through interest rates being raised significantly to attract new buyers to hold this debt, or this means they're going to default, or, and I don't think they're going to do that, or they're going to have to go to another source. And I heard on financial news today that you can see now, this is financial news, CNBC, wasn't me, saying, look, they might be looking at our money now, our bank account, and our retirements. My ears perked up. The bail-in is now going to come back into the news.
Yeah.
Get protected, because this downturn coming, this time they can seize your money.
Well, you talked about that eons ago. I mean,
and I haven't talked about it for a couple of years because it didn't apply to the environment. But now it's coming back. You're going to see the application of it, unfortunately, because the debt has grown to highly unmanageable levels. And we have third party entities like them, like, you know, the IMF, the Fed, the primary dealers, the borrowing advisory committee, which is that letter and report is a huge report. They're saying this is a big problem. So the listeners have a choice. Either go back to sleep like 2005 and 6 and 7.
I like that.
Okay. Or say, you know what? I'm never going to go through another 8 again. And I don't think we're 3 years away from this. Who knows when this thing will happen? And I would rather be 2 years too early than 2 days too late.
Well, you've only got about a minute left. Tell people how to get more information from you, how they make sure they don't get stuck in this massive mess, and how you might be able to help them out.
Pay down your debt. Diversify. Don't put 100% of your money in stocks. Call our company and learn how to get properly protected. We'll give you 4 suggestions, and it doesn't have all to do with gold. They can call our company, 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311, or go to our website, landmarkgold.com.
David, always a pleasure. I always appreciate the information you give us. And people, you know, give David a call. Seriously, I mean, he'll take the time to speak with you. He'll take the time to tell you what he thinks that you should do. It's not all about, even though that's what he sells is precious metals, but he'll give you a well-rounded I'll give you well-rounded information on what you need to do.
Yeah, don't go far. You can go far now, but don't go real far because I want you back here tomorrow. Anyway, I'm Joe Mancini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Have a great rest of the day, and God bless.